It's Dale Cantrell, pastor of the Marineville Holiness Church. Thanks for joining us for this look into God's Word as we try to gain a better understanding of God's will for us. Many of us at the Marineville Holiness Church feel like God would be pleased with us sharing our faith with our community and surrounding area. I feel like if I knew the cure for cancer and did not share it, it would be like the four lepers of 2 Kings 7:9 who proclaimed, "We do not well to hold our peace." I hope that those in the hospital, nursing home, rehab, or wherever that can't get to where the Word of God has been delivered in person could benefit from this message. This message is not intended to replace anyone from getting to where the Word of God has been delivered. Just if you can't get there, we want to supplement what you need. Has God ever been speaking to your heart about something that He wants you to do? Has He been speaking to you lately about something that He would like for you to do? Are you obeying His voice, or are you doing as you please, going on your way and going against God's will for your life? I'd like to read you about someone that did that went the other way, that disobeyed God, and I want to talk to you about the man Jonah. Turn to your Bibles to Jonah 3:1-4 in the King James Version of the Bible. It said, "And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey. And he cried and said, Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown." What a great sermon. He is an 8-word sermon that just told it all. It's good that God is a God of another chance sometimes. So before that, Jonah did God's will and went to Nineveh and preached that 8-word sermon. He went the other direction. When the word of the Lord came to him the first time, said, "Go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me," Jonah rose and fled unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. And he went down into the bottom of the ship, and the storm arose, and Jonah was asleep. And in the final conclusion, they had to throw him overboard so that the storm would subside. We're in times now that will separate the true in heart from the imitations, the real from the wannabes. Have you went to sleep like Jonah? It's time for us to wake up the sleeping giant. There's a bigger person within you. You just have to wake him up. It's high time to wake out of your sleep. It's not night anymore. It is day. And we have to work while it's day, for the night cometh when no man can work. Just like the prodigal son that came to himself, you need a wake-up call. The prodigal son got a call to action. You have to initiate the action. It reminds me, we used to go up north to around Maryville, Indiana, Crown Point area, and we'd go up there, and I've drove late at night back home from there, my home in Hazel Green. And I wasn't sleepy when we left up there. I wasn't too sleepy when we went on down to Kentucky into Tennessee, but as we started approaching our home, I started getting so sleepy. That's the way it is now, children. We're almost home. Don't get sleepy. There are no more snooze buttons to hit. You have pressed the snooze button too many times, and it's time, like Jonah, to get up and get busy. God is tired of you hitting the snooze button and tired of you making excuses. This is an emergency. It's your last call for some people. You don't need a nice light alarm clock. You need the bell to be ringing loud and right in your ear. You have let the wrong side of you be in charge too long. Wake up that other man that wants the right thing. Wake up the sleeping giant. The bigger you, the better you. If you can't get up for something because you don't want it bad enough, It's because you don't want it bad enough. You'll get up on Monday morning in the middle of the night and drive a long way for a $10 an hour job. But you can't get up and get ready for church. You're too tired, too sleepy, or you think you're too troubled to go to church. People will get up in the middle of the night, even be on crutches, in the middle of the in the freezing rain, just to see, much less kill a deer, but can't go to church. I'm not fussing at you for hunting, brothers. I'm just telling you that if you have that much zeal for that, you ought to have the same zeal for church. There's something wrong with having that much zeal for that and not for church. Every morning God wakes you up, it's a sign that he's not through with you yet. Yeah, so get out of bed, rub your arthritic knees, and get going. You have a destiny. Because you're 60 or 70 or even 80 years old does not mean that you're through. You should be where God wakes you up and won't let you alone like your parents did when you were a kid going to school. Be like old Samson and shake yourself. Get yourself going. We've got too much to do. I came today to wake you up and to preach you over the edge. I came to break you loose from the place you're stuck in. The preacher on the wall is supposed to blow the trumpet and sound the alarm. He should blow so loud he wakes people up. When you are asleep, it feels so good you don't want anyone to wake you up. You want them to go away and leave you alone, because right then you're away from the stress and responsibility. Don't wake me up and take me back to my problems. Jonah was in the bottom of the ship asleep. They call him a dreamer. Asleep at the wheel. You're the most sleepy when the closer you are to your destiny, like I said a while ago. A person that is asleep doesn't know what's going on around him. In that respect, he's like the drunk man who doesn't have a clue what is happening. Then don't forget that when Jonah was asleep at the bottom of the ship, they called him a dreamer. Prodigal son realized where he was and remembered where he used to be. The prodigal son said, I will arise. I had a brother tell me that he lived in a subdivision, and he knew a guy that drove about 45 miles per hour in subdivisions and thought nothing about it. But then he had small children, and he couldn't believe that people would go that fast with his little children around. Jonah was God's man, the man that God had chosen to do his will. God does not call us for our own agenda or what we think is meaningful or purposeful. God has his will, but he still allows us to make choices. Like Jonah when he was at the dock, like all of us, he could have chosen different boats and they would have sailed to different destinations. And we have that choice too. But understand that when everything is said and done, God will have his way. He will have his will. This is just a reminder that because we're able to go forward, that doesn't mean that we're going in the right direction to the right destination. The silence of God does not mean that you have changed his mind, nor does it mean that you're in his will. Because always, somewhere in the midst of a man choosing his own will over God's will, there will always be a storm that will rise. This is the sad consequences of trying to have it your way. We quickly learn that this is not Burger King, and we're not Frank Sinatra, and we can't have it our way. Nineveh was a city with 50-foot walls around it. It was a city of unequal comparison in its day. Other nations feared Nineveh, but he said it wasn't the walls that intimidated Jonah. What do you do when God sends you to talk to some people that you don't even like? He said the God that Jonah was speaking about destroying the city was not even the God of Nineveh. They didn't serve him and they didn't seek him. And then God was asking him to go preach to them. Has God ever sent you to do something when the odds were against you? Jonah didn't have a microphone, a TV coverage, or any means of communication except his own voice. He didn't have a staff of workers to help him or anybody to go with him. He had to go alone. Ain't it funny that Jonah is telling people to repent when he had just got through repenting himself? He sends a disobedient servant after a disobedient people. God told Jonah, I'm going to send you even though you're infected with this very same thing we're trying to get cured in these people. People don't want to hear a man coming that says, I just got out of trouble myself. You know, the vaccination, the serum, the cure is often made from the same bacteria that originated the disease. I can help you because I've been you. You people that's listening today, I've been where you're at. Just yesterday, seems like I was you. It's been 39 years ago, but it seemed like yesterday I was in your position. God told Jonah to tell Nineveh that they have 40 days. Jonah preached with passion and conviction because he didn't like them anyway. And it irritated Jonah that Nineveh had tripped the switch to grace. He wanted to see them get their just reward. But Nineveh had a fast, and when they fell on their face before God, they found God's weak spot. I want you to understand that Jonah was waiting for the city to cave in. He starts looking at his watch, I guess, counting the days and counting the time. And after a while, it started getting on Jonah's nerves. And he thought to himself, I see why I didn't want to come down here in the first place. I knew that you'd repent and God would have mercy. But that's why I'll praise God. That's the reason all the rest of my life I'll clap my hands because he stopped the judgment against me that I so rightfully deserved. To God be the glory. Look at the things that could have happened to you. Look at the things that should have happened to you and did happen to other people, but God spared you. Things happened to people around you that should have happened to you, but God stopped it. God prevented it. The question is, what do you need to do in the next few days to position yourself to receive the favors of God? What could you do to change the outcome of your life? Most people get out of bed in the morning to see what's going to happen next. They don't understand that you have to control what happens. Your destiny is in your next decision. You're saying it's up to God, but maybe God is saying it's up to you. If you do what you've always done, you'll always be what you've always been. It's up to you. The question is, will you do his will or your own? This message rests squarely on the shoulders of your choice. Keep on doing your thing. Keep on having it your way. Keep on resisting God and putting God on hold. You have time for everything else, seemingly, but God. But him. You may be somewhere out there and it's not convenient for you to come, but this might be your last chance. You cannot just go the way your friends have gone and the way your friends are going. God is saying, come out wherever you are. There was a good reason Jonah possessed such a deep hatred for the people of Nineveh. The people of Nineveh was known for their cruelty to the people they attacked and defeated, the Jews. They were known to skin their victims alive and impale their bodies on sharpened stakes and leave them there to die. They often forced parents to watch their children being burned alive just before the parents themselves were killed. The people of Nineveh was also known to bury their victims up to their neck in sand and leave them to die of hunger, thirst, or with wild animals. Whole cities have been known to commit suicide than to fall in the hands of the people of Nineveh. No wonder Jonah was so reluctant to go. But Jonah held a very narrow view of God. He seemed to think that God is just a local God. He seems to believe that he can run far enough away, God will not be able to find him. And there's people like that today. But let's not be too hard on Jonah. Do we not think the same way from time to time? We do not mind serving the Lord when it is convenient. Let me read to you from Psalms 139, verses 7 through 10. David says, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there thy hand shall lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me." The book of Nineveh records what might be the greatest revival in the history of the world. An entire town repented of sin and got right with God. And I think about Noah, who preached all them years and only converted his family. It's good news for us. It's a blessing to know that God can use those who had fallen short of his glory from time to time. The good thing is, if God can use Jonah, God can use us too. He can use you and he can use me. Jonah walked into Nineveh with a simple 8-word message from God. When the message was preached, God used his word to prick the hearts of the Ninevites, and a revival followed. Don't try to contend with God. Don't try to duel with him. You'll lose every time. Just in case you haven't realized it, your arms are too short to box with God. After Jonah is confronted about his anger, he does not change his mind. Instead, he climbs a hill outside the city, folds his arm, and sits down to wait. He's probably hoping that the Lord would change his mind. Jonah didn't get his way about Nineveh and doesn't get his way about dying, so he just starts to pout. There's a lot of people just like Jonah, even in the church. For some reason, life has not gone the way they planned it. Their response is not an humble submission to the will of the Lord. No, they just quit on him. If things don't go like they want them, they just quit on God and quit on the church. It does not say much for your love for God or your devotion to his will when your disappointments translate into disobedience and desertion on your part. I'll assure you that if you decide to go with God over his will, he's going to win that battle every time. The storm comes when you do not do what you're supposed to do or run from the will of the Lord. In the face of difficulty, men are inclined to evade responsibility. Jonah went to sleep. People who flee from the will of God usually go to sleep. So what meaneth thou, O sleeper? Call upon thy God. Call upon thy God. It's discouraging to call upon God when you're out of his will. It's easier to sleep through it because you're away from responsibility. Go to sleep at the will and miss your turn. I fear God, Jonah said to his shipmaster. He feared God, but he still was disobedient. To obey is better than sacrifice. The men said to Jonah, "Why hast thou done this?" His disobedience was causing the whole ship and everyone on it to suffer. Is what you're doing causing the whole church and everyone in it to suffer? The men rowed hard to bring the ship to land, so we're rowing hard to get the church to where it needs to go, but it's almost impossible to overcome so much disobedience. If you refuse to work as Jonah for the sake of the ship, you will find yourself overboard. When the church, the old ship of Zion, is in danger, are you concerned or are you asleep? I heard a story about a businessman who sat on a plane beside a lady who had her Bible open, and he was skeptical and turned to her and said, "Do you really believe what you read in that Bible?" She said, "Yes, I believe it." He shot back, "Even that story about that guy named Jonah who was swallowed in the belly of a big fish for 3 days? How could he survive?" She answered, "I don't know, but when I get to heaven, I'll ask him." And he shot back sarcastically, "What if he's not in heaven?" She said, "Then you can ask him." My prayer is that we can all make it. May God wonderfully bless you until we meet here next time at the same time. My prayer to God is that as many as can will make it. Please phone, text, or email any comments to Dale Cantrell at 256-508-4410 or email DaleCantrell2@gmail.com. That's DaleCantrell, all in lowercase, the number 2@gmail.com. Marineville Holiness Church is located at 1285 Stigger Road in Marineville, Alabama, 35759. But any notes or letters should be sent to 278 Hazel Priest Lane, Hazel Green, Alabama, 35750. If you do not live near the Marineville, Alabama area, but would still be interested in attending a service near you, then contact me, Dale Cantrell, and I will get you to the nearest church location closest to where you're at. If you would like to come visit us, if you just want to stay through the singing and then need to leave, we won't feel bad at you at all. We will try to make you feel as welcome as we know how. Marineville Holiness Church has services on Wednesday evening at 7 and Sunday morning at 11 a.m., Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We have our annual revival coming up the first Sunday in June. We're going to have Brother James Bridges and Brother Matt Long coming to assist us. If there's no death or anything gets in the way, we're supposed to have Brother Frank Duval with us the first Sunday in April, and we had deaths and other things that hindered it, and he didn't get to come, but we're going to try to have a return visit with him in the fall, and I'll try to be letting that information out as it's available. May God wonderfully bless you is my prayer. Until next time.